Well, it's been quite an interesting week around old D.C. But, of course, the Stanley Cup celebration of the champion Capitals. Perhaps some of you are part of the red sea of shirts down the mall, celebrating the team's championship. It made quite a lot of photos and videos. Similarly, right here in Georgetown, there have been more films and videos. Sequel to the superhero movie Wonder Woman is being shot around here in four locations. Have you seen it? Well, this past Thursday, on the way to CBS on Wisconsin Avenue, lo and behold, I suddenly found myself on one of the movie sets. It was amazing to watch, and I wondered if they needed any extras wearing collars. Didn't work out. The scene, as you may know, is set in the early 1980s. And so the actors and extras were decked out in the fashion of the time. Do you remember when women imitating the characters from the TV show Dynasty had their hair in big curly bouffants and heavily styled? And we men wore tracksuits, straight leg jeans, rolled to show off the slouch socks, and polyester button-ups. Yes, do you remember it? I vaguely remember it. And believe it or not, I once had an afro in the 1980s. Don't laugh too hard. Well, that's what the actors and extras were wearing as they huddled in front of the CBS waiting their cue. As the movie Wonder Woman recreated the sights and the sounds of the 1980s, the drama came as the director with a megaphone yelled, "Quiet on the set! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action!" And on the cue, the cars started to move. 1980 cars with DC license plates from those days, up and down the street, and suddenly three actors ran across the street and were almost hit by two cars, part of the chase scene. I watched, amazed and wondered. And they stopped, and they set up and did it again. Needless to say, I can't wait for the movie to come to our local Georgetown theater. November 2019, I marked my calendar. Similarly, my brothers and sisters, today's gospel may be said to be an exercise in the imagination, a sense of helping us enter into the mind of God through almost film, scene, sets. St. Mark is like, if you will, a director, creating scenes through the parables of Jesus. And Mark describes Jesus as taking the image of a farmer scattering seeds to see their imaginations about the kingdom of God. And Jesus compares this everyday miracle to the kingdom of God. One commentator writes that the kingdom of God is a tone of mind that stands for an influence which permeates the way God works, the way God comes to us where we are, in our imagination, in our hopes, in our dreams. And then Mark has Jesus formulate another parable. To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? What a parable we can use for it, like a mustard seed. And how does this apply to the kingdom of God? Well, are we not each, in a certain way, small movements of our spirit in us, are so modest as to be nearly disregarded? Yet, if we are patient, if we watch for growth within us, winter and spring rain, the Spirit gradually will surge up and will give us the yield of much fruit, knowing where God is acting in our lives. It is a miracle of growth in plants and trees that Jesus is working with, as well as the first reading, the ancient words that speaks of that small branch of a tree. That's how God often works, through nature. And so, like a director, Mark has Jesus invite his audience to imagine the ways in Nature is replete with so many other images, which Jesus invites his audience to notice. Likewise, the Holy Spirit invites us to observe and notice. Did you notice last night the beautiful crescent moon side by side with a star? That's what sparks the Islamic imagination. Indeed, some Islamic states has the crescent moon and star side by side. It represents a sacred symbol for them. These bodies represent symbols also of our faith. It's marked the ways in which the transition between spring and summer sparks the imagination as we watch and observe. A poet friend of mine captures this movement in a verse. Allow me to read his words and invite you to imagine and notice nature evolving, happening, in the transition that will occur this week. We have the summer solstice in a few days. My friend writes, summer comes to visit us like a determined friend who has sent us postcards in winter from our sunnier parts of the world. Summer develops in days. In the same way, our lives are not what we do in years, but with the days. Right now, our bodies and souls are making adjustments as our place under the sun shifts. We stand between the times. On warm, calm, clear nights, we can comfortably find the planets. More than tiny dots in the dark, there are immense, dense, fiery stones riding the currents of the night. Who are we on the little favored place where the brooks run slower and deeper, and daylight extends for 15 hours? In this time of the sun, fields are so wide that the horizons bend the eye. It is a time of change. The rising and falling light never stops. We are about to be carried with summer winds across the skies. Like a song coming to its last refrain, spring turns away. And with a backward glance, it promises to meet us again. The summer solstice reminds us that everything keeps changing, from the drying wheat on the high plains to the young green corn of the prairie, and to the whirling purple martens of morning and evening. Nature moves into high gear, and the towering light moves towards physical optimum, carrying our spirits along on the one breath that animates everything. Notice, my brothers and sisters, how the poet invites us to observe more keenly the movements of nature, indeed, the movements of our human nature, and sums up such solar and planetary movements as parts of the one breath, the source and resource of all creation, the breath of our God. This is what Jesus offers us by parables, as such as the seeds of the farmer and the seed of the mustard tree. For indeed, Jesus is seeding our souls by such images. A final image. Yesterday, I had the honor of residing at not one, but two weddings. It is the season for weddings. As I often do at weddings, I observe the groom right here in front of the altar. I notice his nervousness and his excitement of seeing his bride walk down this aisle and noticing his joy-filled gaze. Then meeting her at the altar. It is indeed a romantic moment. But I also at times notice something else, a sense that the groom, who is at that moment becoming a husband, is preparing for something. He's preparing for one day becoming a father. That images, yes, like churning spring into summer, a man and a woman are changing in their lives, entering, imagining a new season of their lives together. And as they do so, they are imaging a new relationship with courage and a sense of walking by faith, and at times not knowing where they're going, but they learn to trust in a God that someday may grace them with children. Did you ever look at your parents' wedding pictures and wonder how they imagine one day giving birth to you or to me, inviting us to ponder the dreams of our fathers on this, a day of their, when he married her mother? Besides all the excitement and the romance, there were moments when our father probably imagined what it would be like to one day hold an infant such as you and me in his arms. And like a mustard seed, the child would grow and then fully formed become an adult. In a certain way, the dreams of our fathers as well as our mothers can also be compared to the kingdom of God. For like a farmer waiting patiently for the seed to grow, our parents imagine and patiently care for us as we grew. And like seeds and mustard seeds, we grew and developed branches and learned to care for others the way our parents cared for us. And if we were fortunate, the faith of a father inspired by his faith, by his hope, by his love, led us to be living lives of values and virtues. And so by giving us an example of how to imagine a God, our father journeyed with us, continues, whether living or deceased, as the breath that helped us to be born, helped us to understand the breath of God in Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, our Father's role in the kingdom of God is like a director who sets the scenes of our lives. And might we therefore be grateful for having in our lives a wonderful father or mother, truly worthy of a superhero movie.